Hello, I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to explain why you might hear ads like this before, during, or even after an episode. We're a small but mighty team here at Realm, and to help fund our shows, we promote products or services that we think you'd enjoy from a variety of sponsors. If any of our ads interest you, one of the best ways to support us is by visiting the link or using the promo code in the ad. It's pretty much a win-win since you can get some great deals and we can keep making awesome shows like this one. You can also visit realm.fm/partners for more information about our sponsors and how to access the different promotions. Thanks again for joining us in our corner of the universe. Listen away.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, you've reached Joan. Thanks for calling, but not gonna lie, I ignore any and all voicemails. No promises about texts either. Bye!
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Chapter 9. Pandemonium. Or life. What is it but a dream?
I cannot see quite how I saw, nor can I really write again. The words I utter from this jaw are from a different fountain pen. Everything is new about the way myself participates. All I once knew was inside out, and every structure dissipates. Can I recall when this occurred? As if all time were stone on stone. What was a moment was a word, the subject's skin, a clause's bone. The role I play in nature's tome is not the poet, but the poem.
The woods, tonight.
Dusty? Where are you going?
Joan, you're up. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to wake you.
That's okay. Just, where are you going?
Down to the brook. There's a little island just upstream.
You're gonna leave me here?
No.
Yes!
I was gonna come back.
What if I woke up all alone? I don't know the way out of here. Oh, God.
I was gonna come right back.
Why were you going to the brook?
To go to the island.
Okay. Why were you going to the island?
I just have to, okay? It's not complicated.
Uh-huh.
Did you want to come?
Can you take me to my car?
Actually, not yet. No.
You said you would take me to my
car. I know. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be weird.
You are being weird!
This is hard for me. Please, calm down. Let me think.
I'm perfectly calm for this situation. Thanks.
No, just... fuck. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Let me check my phone.
No service out here.
Nope.
Joan.
You're scaring me, man.
Can we...
Please don't come near me right now.
Okay.
I need you. I need you to take me back.
After we go to the island.
No! Now!
Look, I should have told you that's where I was heading from the beginning, but I figured you knew where you were and what you were doing.
Oh, you figured?
Yeah, I did. What, you said the sheriff was your godfather and you live around here, right? I thought you were more comfortable here.
I don't live around here.
But
I don't have a garden. I don't have a godfather. I don't have any gas in my car. I'm from the other side of the state.
So you were lying to me?
Yes.
What else were you lying to me about?
Whatever you like.
Okay. I'm going to the island. You can come too. Otherwise, you can find your own way back.
You can go to hell.
Okay.
Why did I do that? Yes, it is true that I would rather be anywhere else, but here I am again, here I am. Star.
heart with sand on a beach. It's a cloudy day, so the water's gray. It's cool in the earth as I reach. I enjoy the sensation just with my hands. I drag up the sands to build a foundation. Here's a turret, put a yard in, and a fountain for the garden, my garden. How beautiful is the castle, how wide the world from a tower. I'm lost in a place without any trace of anything that's dour, where only she holds the power, only she controls. But the ocean rolls, and the ocean rolls. Use all the sand on the beach, and then perhaps it won't collapse. Walls that nobody can breach. My arms are exhausted, stinging with salt, but they cannot halt as the walls are accosted. Here's an outlook for the sentry and a shelter for the gentry, my castle. How beautiful is the castle, how wide the world from a tower. How lost in a place without any trace of anything that's dour, where only she holds the power, only she controls. But the ocean rolls. Here I stand, the pipeline again, the water green and grim. Maybe it's time to swim.
Dusty! Can you hear me? Dusty, I don't care where you're going to take me first. I'm going home.
Harry? Harriet?
Henry, don't you have a key?
I mean, I do, but things being as they are... Fran, get out of my pocket.
Got it! Hello?
Oh, gosh.
Ooh, she really is nuts, isn't she? Ugh, there's an inch of dust on everything.
That's not usually like her. She keeps house like no one I've known. To make a house a home.
Wow, she really leaned into charcoal artwork. These aren't bad, hon. She has talent.
I'm gonna go check the other rooms.
May I hang back? I want to look more at this portfolio here.
I'm certain she'd like anything you might have to say. Harry? I think I'm going to go check out in the back.
The play with chiaroscuro is immediately apparent. Even in the studies of cell life work, these apples are so ripe, juicy. Oh, and the anatomical studies in these squirrels. Oh, what is that? A weasel? Oh, but these landscapes, très solennel, mais romantique. Big R, romantique. Henry, stop whistling. You know it irritates me. But while you're here, you must see these beautiful hidden faces just in the tree line, like trees themselves, if you can imagine. Young women in sable black dresses, an old man with an uncanny smile. Oh, and I see a young woman alone. She looks so lost but desperate, not as in desperate, desperate, but as in despair. Henry, please stop.
That's me, I'm afraid. I've always got a song stuck in my head.
Oh, you must be Harriet. I'm Franny Guggenheim. I must admit, I came here for closure, but now I've seen your work, I'm here as an interested patron. You have style.
Come and find me sometime. I can show you more.
This one is your best I've seen. I thought it was a self-portrait, but seeing you now, I'm sure. The chimney? To die for. And your own corpse in the hearth? Starving? Pathetic? Your eyes have both life and death. How do you capture all this in shades of gray?
Freddy! Help!
Henry, what's wrong with you?
Harriet. She's...
Harriet, call an ambulance immediately. Love, you are having a heart attack. Please, try to breathe. Slowly.
Harry's dead. Fran. In the woods. By a chimney.
You're delirious. She was Fran... She was... Henry! Henry, hang on. I'm calling the hospital. Hello? Yes, it's an emergency. Please. My boyfriend, he... Send a coroner. This is why I don't leave the city.
Night. The island in the brook. You pick when.
Welcome home.
Don't say that.
Oh, Dusty. You chose the spot.
It didn't work, Mary.
Don't worry. It's still working.
It's the last step. So few get to this step.
But it's important that few do.
Harriet?
We all meet together somewhere. At heart, they share an ending.
This one hurts.
They all hurt.
Every time. But you at least get to make some noise, kiddo.
Some may look the same, some may act apart, but at heart they share an ending, and betwixt is just pretending, all the world is just. I've been raging against the windows of a house that I did build. See, I finished the fixtures so finely that the outside world is stilled. I thought I played the protester, but oh, I'm the fool. Oh, I'm the jester. My yarn's from some other school. The story's not mine, and it's fine. I have no right to something I can't comprehend. I pretended I was the one to pull it undone. I thought it was fun, but I fell for a spell. I was the finger pulling the thread through the loom, unassuming, doing my part, a fool from the start. I thought I was smarter, but no. How I wanted to be the teller, spin the world upon its ear. I've forgotten the world's playing music in a rhythm I can't hear. I thought I played the protester, but oh, I'm the fool. Oh, I'm the jester. My yarn's from some other school. The story's not mine, and it's fine. I have no right to something I can't comprehend. I pretended I was the one to pull it undone. I thought it was fun, but I fell for a spell. I was the finger pulling the thread through the loom, unassuming, doing my part, a fool from the start. I thought I was smarter, but no.
I told you I don't yodel. Fine.
You take the tambourine.
Oh, the lesson I learn is tricky. It won't pacify your dreams. But goddamn it, I sure made a rumpus. And I peeked between the seams. I thought I played the protester, but oh, I'm the fool. Oh, I'm the jester. My yarn's from some other school. The story's not mine, and it's fine. I have no rights. It's something I can't comprehend. I pretended I was the one to pull it undone. I thought it was fun, but I fell for a spell. I was the finger pulling the thread through the loom. I'm assuming doing my part, a fool from the start. I thought I was smarter, but no. I thought I was smarter, but no. But no. But no. But no. But no.
I was asked by the surviving estate of Henry Greeley to present Ms. Harriet Greeley's works here at the New York Historical Society. The tragedy around her death is suspiciously similar to so many great artists in human history. I wager she has earned her place among them. Nowhere since a century ago have I seen such a staunch argument for American nature in the visual medium. It is through her very hands we cast the shadows that haunt who we've become. Who's to say where artists will carry on from the naturalist piece? Are we so far gone into the abstract and avant-garde that we cannot move forth into the real and awesome sunshine? Are the likeness of Niagara Falls and Mount Greylock to be imprisoned on puzzle pieces, never to be touched by the masters again? And what, I wonder, follows thus, once nature has forgotten us? I have been urged by the artist estate to warn you, never follow Ms. Greeley. Do not go looking for this haunted chimney. The land is protected and privately owned. And God willing, no one shall interrupt its quiet again, excepting the squirrel to my right and the fisher cat to my left. Thank you.
Dusty! Damn it, where is this island? Dusty! Dusty! Okay, I see some kind of island. Ugh. I'm sick of this! Dusty! Ah!
On the island, there's a tree right in the middle. No one goes here or makes it far enough. If they did, someone would have seen a young man's body hanging from a low limb. Not too low. And for a very long time. Bone greets the moonlight. A guitar with the head of a skull is smashed at the bottom, and a rocking chair fallen on its side, same face. Joan is seeing what she should have seen all along. Without thinking, she leaps back over the brook and back into the forest, knowing some way must be a way home. She sees faces she's learned or heard about from her one-time lover in every tree or hollow. They reach out to her, their faces scarred by animal and fire and stone. A tall, terrible monster made of flesh and bone of all manner of things grunts and roars away somewhere. She keeps running. A skeleton in a green dress floats to her, calling. There's an old man who laughs high and hearty at her fear.
Free at last!
He cries. A little girl comes right up to Joan as she runs and chants,
"Liar! Liar!"
But the worst is waiting for her as she finally, finally leaves the hollow. What was Dusty is looking her in the eye. Despair. She tries to strike him but cannot.
"Fuck you!"
she shouts.
"Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you!"
And she runs on. I do not and will not know if Joan makes it out of this forest. I can only dream she does. But what I do know is the night does not last forever, even here. This darkness shall be ablaze with sunlight or fire again. The scythes will till the weeds and saws shall cut the trees and the brook will dry up and the mountains will crumble and the air will thin and thicken. People will hear these stories somewhere and somehow and decide to try their hand at becoming one. Some will laugh and say these stories are nothing but stories, but they too will wake up screaming in the night. And long after I can see now, though I am certain I shall see it, there will be a green and saturated world that still echoes what has happened here and will always reverberate. Songs will sing mountains aloft again and whispers will widen brooks into seas. If people can still wonder, they will wonder at it. If they can't, the wonder in itself shall wonder. But no more of that now. The sun's rising.
They say there was a hollow.
You've been listening to Rocking Chair. Rocking Chair is written, directed, and produced by Scantic River Productions. For transcripts and more information on our cast and creative team, visit our website at scanticriver.com.